Tuesday, April 18th. Cloudy with no rain. At school we had sport, English, French, chemistry and history. James went to his conference in Bordeaux. After school, James was at home. He had a leaflet about bees. Why bees are important to our planet. Why bees are important to our planet. Bees are some of the hardest working creatures on the planet. They are responsible for pollinating 1/6 of all plants in the world. There are 20,000 different types of bees. All bees collect pollen and transport it between plants. Pollination is the transfer of pollen from the male part of the flower to the female part. A fruit or nut is then formed. Pollination is essential for plant reproduction and fruit production. For example, apples need bees. Bees also make honey, a natural and essential form of sugar. Bees help pollinate the flowers in our fields and gardens. Bees make the planet sweeter, more productive, more beautiful.
Tandis que je regardais la brochure, James m'a proposé: Let's go and visit Mr. Fraser. Puis, en prenant une voix toute douce, il a demandé à maman: Mrs. Pereira, can I please borrow your car? Je sais que maman est rassurée par le sérieux de James, mais elle a quand même demandé:
What side of the road must you drive on, James?
The right side, answered James with a smile.
Puis nous avons filé. Une demi-heure plus tard, nous sommes arrivés chez les Fraser. Leur maison est petite mais sympa. Le domaine très beau est peu entretenu.
James venait de couper le moteur quand un couple s'est avancé vers nous.
Dan Fraser was wearing wellies too.
Blonde hair in a bun. Dark dress. Tired and side expression. Blue eyes. Bald head. Dark eyes behind round glasses. Serious expression. Thin lips.
Au-dessus de nos têtes, le soleil brillait dans un ciel sans nuages.
James introduced himself and me.
Tout en désignant la cime des arbres éclairés par la lumière de la fin de journée, James said,
Beautiful place you've got here.
Yes,
said Dan Fraser.
But it costs a fortune.
We are thinking of making it a holiday village for tourists. If the holiday village works, we can stay here. If not, we'll have to sell. But we love it here. We don't want to leave.
Pendant que James discutait avec Dan Fraser, je me suis discrètement éloigné pour jeter un coup d'œil dans la grange à côté de la maison. Je ne savais pas trop ce que je cherchais, mais j'ai photographié tous les produits chimiques.
James said goodbye to Mr. Fraser and we went back to the car.
I showed my photos to James. Suddenly he said,
Stop. That's it. Ranger Cruiser. That's one of the names my colleague told me. It's an insecticide. It kills bees. And it's in the Fraser's barn. Then he stopped and pointed to the end of the field.
What's that, Tom?
This is what we sow. Beehives. Empty beehives.
James drove immediately to the MacDougall's house.
He showed the photos of the poison and the empty beehives to Ian MacDougall. The Scottish man agreed with James.
Ranger is a poison that kills bees. But that's not proof that Dan Fraser killed my bees, he said.
And the empty beehives? Asked James.
Yes, they resemble my beehives, but I didn't write my name on them. That's not proof. Dan Fraser can deny they are mine.
En effet, Dan pouvait tout nier, si bien qu'on était un peu déprimé pendant le dîner.
Suddenly somebody knocked on the door. Mum opened the door. It was Mrs. Fraser.
I'm sorry to bother you, but could I have a word with James and Tom?
Nous avons rejoint Mrs. Fraser dans l'entrée. Elle avait toujours l'air aussi triste.
I'm sorry to interrupt your dinner, but I noticed Tom was taking photos in our barn. To be honest, I'm worried because I think Dan did something illegal. He has nightmares. In his sleep, he keeps talking about dead bees, and Eileen's bees are all dead. And there's a bag of insecticide in the barn, and there are beehives at the end of the field.
Puis elle a dit en français,
je n'ai pas envie de partir d'ici, mais j'ai tellement peur. Et c'est cauchemar.
James and I promised to help,